www.harunyahya.com www.harunyahya.com. Comments of Mr. Adnan Akhtar for Israel National News, June 22, 2010, Israel. Interviewer Hannah Levi Julien poses the following question. What is your comments about the Mavi Marmara flotilla incident? Mr. Adnan Akhtar's reply. The only way of preventing such incidents is the alliance of sincere believers of both sides, namely the devout Jews and devout Muslims. If devout Christians, devout Jews, and devout Muslims protect and watch over one another and support one another, incidents of this kind will never occur. To help the needy and protect the poor is commanded not only in the Quran, but also in the Torah. Devout Jews would in no way oppose to provide aid to the needy and the innocent in Gaza. For example, if we had taken that aid from here, and if it were the devout Jews who had met us in Israel, such an incident would never have happened. If we told that we were bringing that aid for those needy, they would have said, "May Allah be pleased with you. You have done a very auspicious deed. Let us distribute it together." Palestinian kids on one of our laps, Israeli kids on the other. We would be handing everyone's gifts with joy and happiness. Then we would all together dine, talk, and praise the one and only Allah and pray Him. There would have in no way be a climate of destruction, doubtful and distrust based on oppression, resistance, and violence. There would be no climate that do not cherish and show respect. In an environment where you have sincere believers who have love, respect, compassion, and mutual trust, that is because both sides know that the other party has a genuine fear of Allah and, abiding by the bounds set by Him, acts with moral perfection. The same thing holds true also for this issue. There is mutual tension. Devout Jews and devout Muslims can establish peace and security in the Middle East. They are the ones who can ensure welfare of both sides and total elimination of disputes and restlessness. These societies are the brothers of one another. One of them is the sons of Ishmael, and the other is the sons of Jacob. There is no reason for them to be against one another. Let Muslims be free and let Jews be free. It is not only Muslims who are trapped behind the walls. Jews are also imprisoned behind them. They must be free to live as they like, and not just in Israel. Let them come and live freely and build factories and open universities and do business in Jordan, Syria, Iraq, and Turkey. Let them be free to worship as they wish. Let us tear those walls down and live together as brothers in love and friendship. The system of the Dajjal, Antichrist, Anti-Mashiach, demands bloodshed and believers to be fragmented and divided. What we must do in return is for us, all Jews, Christians, and Muslims who love Allah and the Prophets, to form an alliance against the system of the Antichrist, in other words, against irreligion, atheism, materialism, and Darwinism. As long as atheism persists and Darwinist propaganda continues, bloodshed is inevitable. That is because these ideologies believe that conflict is essential to progress. They do not regard other people as human beings, as servants created by Allah. They regard killing, burning, destruction, launching rockets, and suicide attacks as supposedly legitimate. There can be no end to violence and terror until Darwinism's intellectual influence is eradicated. Let us all wage an intellectual struggle against these irreligious ideologies together. We are living in an age when the King Messiah, or Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, appears. Jews must act accordingly with the moral values of King Messiah, predicated on love, compassion, and understanding. Invariably, Muslims too. All these pains will come to an end under the administration of that blessed individual. Muslims, Jews, and Christians, we will all pray to Allah in that temple of the Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him, set our tables of feast together, and talk, live together in joy by Allah's leave. I believe in the light of the verses of the Quran, the hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and the reports in the Torah and the Injil, that what I have described will come about in the next 10 to 20 years. Until then, let us ally ourselves together and prepare with all our means to meet the King Messiah, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, in the best possible way. Demolish the plans of the system of the Antichrist, and make the rule of love and friendship predominate.